Coming into office, I have made several statements in relation to the A5 and quite rightly been questioned about progress in relation to the A5. My department received the final advisory report from the Planning Appeals Commission on the 31st of October 2023 in relation to the latest public inquiry on the project. I am fully briefed on the current progress and also upon the advisory recommendations of the PAC. My officials are working at pace in regards to detailed consideration of these recommendations, and I hope to be able to make an announcement on the project in the coming months. When I make my announcement, I will do so in accordance with all the relevant statutory procedures and on the basis of all the evidence, representations and advice which I have received from officials and from statutory agencies north and south, and also from members of the public and from all other bodies which have participated in the process to date. I will intend to release the content of the PAC report in full, together with my department's response to each of the PAC's recommendations at the same time as of my announcement.
Daniel McPherson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I thank the Minister for that answer. Minister, I know you'll join with me in offering your condolences to the family of Una Burns, who from Strabane died last week on the A5. There's now 50 people have died since 2007. I know you agree that delays are leading to further deaths. Can you update the House as to what is delaying the publication of this report, given it has been 6 months since it has been handed to the Department?
Minister.
I do share condolences with the latest victim of the A5, and my responsibility in this matter bears heavily upon me, I can assure the member. The report, as I've said many times, is complex and detailed, and every line of that report will be scrutinised against my decision and against my recommendation moving forward. So I want to be assured beyond reasonable doubt that my officials and I and legal advice have gone through that line by line and are assured that I'm living up to my statutory obligations before making any further announcement. Because I think the worst thing we can do for those who have lost their lives and their families on the A5 and the communities that use the A5 is to make an announcement which is then overturned in the courts. So my intention is, I know it's taking time and it's frustrating and I understand that, but I want to get this one right.
Declan McAleer.
I thank the Minister for his response. And the Minister will be more than aware that this project has been delayed by legal challenges, and sadly, legal challenges have resulted in delays which have cost lives no later than last week. Is the Minister and his department expecting any further legal challenges to this project?
Minister.
I expect so. But I want those, if there is legal challenges being brought against me, I want them to be. There to be a robust defence in place against those legal challenges. Everyone has right to access to the courts to present their case. I understand the concerns of some of within the farming community. As I've said in this House before, I'm from a rural community myself. I understand that row between the farmer and his land or their land. But I use the example of the A4, and I spoke to a farmer who lost a significant amount of land there. He said to me, at the time I was opposed to it, but now I'm proud that I did it. Because since the A4 has been opened, there has been two lives lost, which is too many. But when you think of the death toll on that road beforehand, that farmer says, I'm proud that I helped save those lives.